What up, people? Our normal talker is a little sleepy. Her curls are nice, though.
Thank you. Yeah. Hey, guys. Welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast. Yeah.
Gray Area.
That's what you forgot everything else you want to say.
My name is Shakoya D, and I have here with me...
Ben Breeze.
It's your boy, Demon.
And if this is your first time checking us out, this is a podcast about literally whatever we want to talk about. It could be about love, life, music, mostly music, life, as I already said. But just like whatever we feel like talking about. I don't even know what the topic is today.
Yeah, it's a good one. The topic is, first, y'all good today?
Yeah, I've just been tired, but... It's because we stayed up watching Bel Air.
It's a good show.
Yeah.
Side note, I'm glad they redid it how they redid it. Because if they would have brought back the old people and tried to...
It would have been like a reunion show. Yeah.
And then you can't do it without Uncle Phil.
Yeah.
You know, it's not the same.
Yeah. And then, like, which Aunt Viv do you have?
Both.
Like, then that's weird.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, man, good though. I like that.
Real good. If y'all haven't already, this ain't sponsored by Bel Air yet.
Not yet, but it's coming soon. Speaking into existence.
Mm-hmm. Definitely check that show out if you haven't already on Peacock.
Not sponsored by Peacock either, but coming soon. But the topic is, do you feel like you forgot how to dream?
Are you asking me, or is that just the topic?
I mean, both.
Okay, so in what way? Like, actually sleep dreaming, or, like, dreaming life?
I was talking about dreaming life, but we could start small and
work our way up.
Yeah.
Okay, I feel like, as far as sleeping, I still be dreaming, but in regular life, I guess you could say... A little. I don't know that I forgot how to dream, but I would say I don't dream as big as I thought I did. Like, I thought that I had these larger, elaborate dreams, and I was talking to Damani earlier, and I was like, I'm doing the little prosperity game from Asking It Is Given. Y'all should check that book out if y'all haven't already.
Great read. Great listen.
Definitely good book. But I was doing that, and it made me realize, like, I was putting stuff on there, like, regular stuff that I can, like, either I can get now, I just haven't bought it, or, like, stuff that, I don't know, it's just, like, regular people stuff.
Right.
Like, I shouldn't.
Not a regular person.
Shouldn't be putting this on the list. Like, this is a grocery list at this point. What's going on? So, I think that I dreamed smaller than I thought that I did. I think that helped me to realize and kind of expand my mind to dream bigger. I don't know that I fully forgotten how to dream because I still have dreams. And I have large-scale dreams, but outside of those few big dreams, I just be like, oh, wish I had a Swiffer.
Like, you know, Swiffers, they own like $12 now.
They're like $12.
That's different.
Yeah, and I'm like, back in the day,
fine, $12.
Exactly.
It used to be like $99.99.
Right.
Swiffer wet jet.
That was back in like 06. That's
when she said that, I was like, dang, that was a long time ago. But they used to be expensive. But I'm like, this is like a regular household thing. I mean, we got a mop and a broom, y'all. Don't get us wrong. But we got hardwood floors, so Swiffer would be a little bit easier.
But dream bigger.
Yeah, I gotta dream bigger, because, like, why is that on my list of stuff? That's crazy.
Did you put the wet jet on there? That's on the list?
That's only like
$20. That's bigger. Nah, we don't do no regular Swiffer here. Make sure you...
Nah, I might get the regular one so we could do the dry pad and the... I don't know how I look into it more. I don't know that we need the wet jet. So... I don't know. But either way, I realize I have been dreaming small. So I guess you could say I forgot how to dream big for real.
Right. What about you?
I wouldn't say I forgot how to dream. I think
sleep first.
Sleep? Oh, nah. So I'll be having vivid dreams. I just had a nightmare the other day. It was what was I at? I was at somebody's house. I think, yeah, I was at somebody's house, and it was fighting. It was a lot going on.
Mm, had a nightmare, but, too.
Yeah, it's just the nightmares, especially when it's... And then I wasn't able to go to sleep. I was just up. I'm just, all right. You know? But and then regular dreams, I'd be hitting REM sleep, and everything be happening.
This was my nightmare. I needed a haircut. I didn't want to pay for the haircut, but I needed a haircut. Go to sleep. A haircut is on my mind. And then I'm in the chair, about to get my haircut, and I open my eyes, and it's not my barber. And I woke up like, yeah, I was glad it was just you quit.
Wow. That reminded me, one of the dreams that I kept having was I'm at work and there's a line of people, like a ridiculously long line, and I'm trying to help one person and I need an override, but there's nobody there to give me an override. So I'm just like, yeah, I'm sorry for the wait, guys. I apologize for the, you know, thank you for your patience. And it's like, I'm just like, where's everybody at? I'm trying to help people and I'm like, there's nobody, I need somebody to help me. So I can help them. But yeah. That's how I know I need to get out of my job.
Better dreams.
Yeah. them dreams was terrible. But as far as dreaming for life, I don't think I ever stopped dreaming big. I think for me it's been trying to make the big dream more practical, I guess. So like I have really big dreams and then I had no idea how to make it reality. So I think it's, for me, it's just make it, like me having this huge idea of what I want to be for myself and for my life, and then not knowing how I'm going to get it or what the route to take to get to it. But yeah, and then or not even just that, it's also like not being practical, I guess. Like, so having the dreams and then not thinking about, hey, you might have bills along the way. You might have to pay for this along the way. You might, you know, just not thinking about the other stuff that goes into it. So that's been it for me for the most part. What about you?
Sleeping wise, I'll be dreaming. But once I wake up, most of the time I don't remember my dream unless I intentionally, like, tell myself, I gotta remember. And I take time, like, when I get up to actually play back my dream so I can remember it. But when it comes to life, it's like what you said. Like, I still could dream, but my dreams aren't at the scale that I thought they would be. I realized that when I was trying to do my dream wall. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking, and it's... Nothing is coming to mind. I'm like, it doesn't have to be like this. Like, it shouldn't be this difficult to want stuff.
Right.
Like, want nice stuff. Like, I just be thinking, regular stuff. It's just like, you know what? I just want to go wash my car. Yeah. Like, little stuff like that. Yeah. It's like, that shouldn't be on a dream or any type. That's just a regular
stuff. Yeah.
Regular occurrence. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even vacations. Mm-hmm. I gotta go research different places, different countries to even figure out where I wanna go.
Yeah. I also think that's but linked to the money portion of it though, because I think a lot of it, in going to that, I had dreams of being big, but not necessarily. I didn't see myself with money, I didn't actually imagine myself with the money. So when we're trying to dream big, it's like, all right, what kind of car do you want? What kind of blah, blah, right? I'm thinking about it, and I was like, oh, yeah, I want to have this car. It's like, all right, what else do you want? You have the car. Like, what else are you going to do with what else are you going to do? You know, so, like.
That be getting me. Like, the, all right, you got it. Now, what else? Like. When I was listing out everything as far as the prosperity game, it was like, I paid my bills. All right, now what? Like, you're debt-free. This is what you
need. Yeah.
All right, now what? Yeah. And it was just
go get some ice cream.
Right, yeah. Like, just something small. And it's just, it's interesting because I do want those little things, but I, like you said, it's like I didn't imagine myself with the money. Like, I knew I would have money, but I didn't imagine myself spending it or, like, what I would do with it. Or,
and with the, sorry to cut you off, but with the prosperity game, when I was doing it, it made me realize that the stuff that I want to do, it's not that expensive.
Right.
Yeah. Like, it's not expensive at all. And I see how people be living these lives, like when they be showing their highlights. Mm-hmm. Usually, I used to be like, how are y'all doing this? Like, how? Mm-hmm. What am I missing? But then sitting back and actually looking stuff up, writing stuff down, like, it's just simple. Like, very simple. Very attainable. So then when you realize that, and you try to dream bigger, I don't even know what the, like, what to dream for, because it seems as if everything is affordable.
Yeah, but I also think it's, I think it's a combination of how we were taught about stuff. So a lot of people, when they talk about having money, they, the what's the one thing they always say is, like, I don't want a lot of money. I just want to be comfortable. Mm-hmm. I just, you know, I just want to have, make sure my bills is paid, this, right? And that's where it stops. So then when you start looking at, when you're starting to play the prosperity game where it's like, I get $1,000 today, I get $2,000 tomorrow, I get $3,000 today, right? You're, now it's like your bills are paid, so what do you do with the rest of the money? And that was the first time that I realized it makes sense why rich people just be buying stuff. Mm-hmm. Because, like, on top of the fact that if you don't use it, they're just going to take the money back.
Right.
But it's when $1,000 is like a dollar to you,
and then,
you know, like,
I don't know. It's just crazy to me because like you were saying, like, you do hear people all the time saying, oh, well, I just want to be comfortable. I just want to make sure I want to be stable. I want to make sure my family is fed. I want to make sure my bills is paid. And it's also a thing of a lot of times we're taught growing up the cycle of getting in debt and getting out of debt. Like, getting out of debt. Whether it be paying bills, okay, you save up money, you pay off your bills. You save up money, you buy a house, you get a mortgage, you back in debt. You pay off the mortgage, you get a car. Okay, you pay off the car, you get this. And it's like, now when I'm thinking about it, I'm like, well, if I have the money, I'm not going to get a mortgage. I'm just going to buy the house. Like, if I got the money, I'm going to just buy the car. Granted, credit is important, y'all. That's not what we're saying. Make sure y'all credit is good. But I don't need to think about getting in a new cycle of debt because I plan on already having the funds.
Right. Yeah. Especially if it's personal reasons, business debt. I understand that.
Right.
But that's because you constantly, in business, you're supposed to constantly be generating money.
Right.
So it's like, mm-hmm. you're getting in debt, but you still have the income coming in that'll balance it out. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, and then it's different. And then one of the things that blew my mind, it was, again, just like the idea, if I were to give you $10,000 right now.
Oh, no, I'm good. Or people be like, I don't want no handout. Right now, how I feel, I don't even know what I was watching or listening to, but they was talking about the black community and asking for help. Mm-hmm. And after I heard that and he was breaking it down, I'm like, I want everybody help. Y'all who watching this, mm-hmm. under the sound of my voice, I want your help. Yeah, I just want everybody help. Somebody give me something, I'm not going to be like, well, no, I'm good. I'm going to take it. Yeah, I'm going to take it. So if you offer something, I'm taking it. And if you need me, just let me know.
Right.
Just let me know.
I was saying, if I gave you $10,000, most of the time, most people, especially if you're in the arts or whatever, right? Most people like, I gave you $10,000. What's the first thing you're going to do with it? People are like, well, if you got student loans, I'm going to pay my student loans. If you got a car, I'm going to pay my car, blah, 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 right? As opposed to, and this was something that I had to learn for myself. When I thought about it, I was like, well, I mean, all right, let's say somebody give me $10,000 right now. If I use that to pay my student loans, I am at zero. Like, nothing has changed about my life situation right now. And I was like, well, I mean, I guess that's okay. Well, as opposed to me, if I just put it towards something that I actually want, mm-hmm. in the long run, I can, it's like, all right, that, granted, I'm not,
I didn't pay off bills, but my bills is, yeah, I'm still gonna pay the bills regardless. And it's like, they gave me money, yeah. They gave me money to do whatever I wanted to do it. So it's like, now what do you want to do now that you have the money? And I think we just don't, we never think about that. Like, all right, you want $50 million. What are you gonna do once you have the $50 million? Well, why do you want the $50 million?
Get a $50 billion.
Yeah,
it's like, it's also a thing where we were taught to have practical lives. Like, in the world that we were raised in, the people that raised us, like, we weren't taught to, essentially, we were taught to think outside of the box. Like, we were allowed to think outside of the box.
Think outside of the box within these confines.
Right, but also, what I'm teaching you or even what I'm showing you is a practical lifestyle. Yeah. It's not, it might be me chasing my dreams on the side or dabbling in my dreams, but it's not me full out going for whatever my dream is.
And now I don't even understand that. Focusing, like, a lot of people make the things that they actually enjoy doing their side hustle, and their main source of income is stuff that they could care less about.
You can go ahead and finish what you were saying.
I'm done.
All right. I was just going to say, I think that part of that is because we live in a world of, I guess, like, money makes the world go round, right? On a lower end scale, for normal people, when you think about that, you think about chasing money, right? You think about, I need money so that I can do this, I can do this, I can do this. And then when you think about chasing your dreams, which a lot of times is not immediate money, it might be immediate money, but a lot of times you have to put in extra time to learn or to perfect whatever that craft is. When we already spent all these years in school perfecting the craft of being told what to do and to work and to just follow instructions and follow rules, rather than honing the ability to think outside of that or to do whatever. And that's not for everybody. That's just for most people. Generally, like, if you went to school in the United States, you know, like, you were basically groomed to go into the workforce or go into college and then go into the workforce. So, whereas I could make this my main job or whatever, but I would have to literally give so much effort to it when I already gave effort to learn how to do this regular 9-to-5. So let me just do this regular 9-to-5 because it makes sense to me, because I've already been trained for at least 12 years on how to get to this point. I ain't been trained on this other thing, so this is just going to be my little side hustle. You know, I'll dabble in it, I'll do it when I feel like doing it, or I'll see how it goes before I dive right into it, because I don't feel comfortable putting all my eggs in that basket.
But I would say, I think more than anything, it's a fear thing, because I think there's so much more fear in, all right, so when you do it as a hobby, it's no risk or all reward. Mm-hmm. So you do it, and you're having the time of your life doing it, you don't got to worry about, this is to sustain your lifestyle, it's Saturday? I can spend some time doing this on a Saturday, you know what I'm saying? And then you go back to work, and it's like, that's when you make your money. So that's where everything gets paid. So for you, it's easier to make it the thing that you like, your hobby, especially because people tell you to make it, oh yes, that's your hobby. They call it a hobby when they see you doing it, because this is something that most people don't follow the dream that they feel like they wanted to follow. They kind of either follow somebody else's dream, or they're just kind of like, you know what, that's too much of a risk, I don't want to risk that, let me just do this. And it's like, and understandable, because it'd be hard. It's not like it's going to be easy, but I think the main reason why people aren't, we approach the things that we like a hobby, is because it's low risk, and I think at some point somebody probably called it a hobby, and we just internalized it, like, yeah, this is like something that I do on the side,
right? But, and most people do that with most things, that they see you doing. Even if you decide to take it farther and, like, create a business out of it or whatever, whatever, a lot of people still be like, oh, this your little hobby? Oh, this your little business? Like, even just saying this your little business is like, oh, this is a hobby for you.
Yeah, it's very disrespectful.
Right. So, it's just, it's what, or even with doing music, like.
Still doing that little music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, oh, you still doing that? Oh, okay. I thought you were going to be done doing that. You real good, but, you know, I thought by now you get that good job. Get that good job and do-do-do-do-do. And it's just like.
Yeah, because everybody quits. That's really what it is. Everybody quit. Whatever it is, as soon as most people, let me not say everybody, most people quit stuff. It's like, as soon as it feels like I'm not naturally good at this, or like, as soon as it feels like this is requiring more effort than I naturally have to give, then why am I about to do this? Is a lot, bro. You want me to?
I'll be guilty of that, but I always end up back to whatever it was that I quit.
You was about to sing back to life.
Yeah, back to life. That's what I was thinking. Totally different song, but yeah.
Totally different.
Exactly.
But that happens to me too. But I'm learning to get out of that. I'm learning to break that cycle.
It breaks my heart.
it does feel a lot easier to do other things, but it's very uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And like once you notice that it's uncomfortable for you to do the regular 9-to-5 or whatever. Some people stay there. Some people are fine with that level of uncomfortability, but I would rather be uncomfortably chasing my dreams than to
uncomfortably at this job.
Well, if I'm just staying here, if I'm staying here working for somebody else uncomfortable, it's different. Like, I don't want to do this. So I would rather, much rather, be uncomfortable and break down whatever cycles I have and go for what I want.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny, I realized in seeing people quit stuff, one of the things that I notice about when you finish things is that you get a full scope of what the thing is. And mm-hmm. I think a lot of times we'll go halfway through something, mm-hmm. and then we'll try to explain it to people, and we'll be like, hey, you know, like, nah, I've done this, it's a lot harder than you think, it's blah blah, and it's like, you didn't even finish.
Right.
You know, so it's like, if you were to finish, you would be like, all right, cool. You would have a totally different perspective on whatever it is. But because you didn't finish it, when you're telling people about it or when you're talking about it to yourself, you're like, ah, it's a lot more difficult. There was a lot more hoops that I had to go through, and that's the reason why I didn't get there. It's like, nah, you just didn't finish it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's like, I think you would have a lot of people have a lot more different perspective if they finish certain things that they started.
It's like going swimming. You start in the deep end, you jump in. Swim and then just stop in the middle, think you about to stand up.
Oh,
you're like, oh, this is different.
You drown. It's
like, whoa,
it's easier to just keep going.
Yeah.
But that, go back to the prosperity game. Everything is obtainable,
yeah.
Like, at the end of the day, if you can believe it, you can achieve it. Like, anything obtainable, it's not even that difficult.
Message.
We be making it difficult, like, we make everything more difficult. Difficult than it has to be.
Right.
And I can only speak for myself, but mainly because I don't be wanting to ask for help. Or I used to only be fine with asking for help if I knew I could do it myself. If I know I could do it myself, or I know I already got enough to get this, if you want to pay for it, oh, go ahead. Oh, you want to do this for me? Yeah, do it. As long as I could do it,
you could do it.
But now it's like, come help me.
Help. Lend a hand, please. Help me, man.
Even thinking about dreaming, if you don't need help, then your dream not big enough.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said that. I don't know who it was. I don't want to steal
that
nobody.
That was real
quote.
Prophetic right there. If that was spent at the top, all of it. Oh.
Right. I was like,
all right,
that was before. That was good.
Yeah, but if your dream not, if you don't need help, your dream not big enough. Because one dream, like, it feeds so many other people.
Mm-hmm. I was gonna say that's the same thing that not exactly, but that's the same thing that DMX was kind of saying. He was saying that he doesn't call rappers whack. Before he passed, he said he stopped calling rappers whack because he was like one successful rapper feeds like 30 families, and it was like once he realized that he's like, nah, that's not necessarily whack. So in the same thing, like if your dream is big enough, and it should scare you to a degree, because if it doesn't scare you, it's like clearly it's not big enough.
That's when the other people help you. Like you could be scared because you only see this, like you see the bigger picture, but you could only do so much. So when you bring other people in and they contribute to the whole thing.
The picture is
balance.
Harmony.
If you would.
I feel that. I've never heard that before, but I do like that because it puts into perspective, I guess. Like for me, I don't know. I guess my issue has been asking for help, but I think for some things for me, I need help, but I don't know. I don't know what I need help with until after I attempt it. And then I'll be like, oh, I actually don't, I don't know how to figure this out, or I don't know what I'm doing. And then I'll be like, all right, so like maybe I need help with this. Or I'll know exactly what to do, I'm just being lazy. And then I'm like, maybe I could hire somebody else to do this. But it's like, nah, you need help with this other thing.
Do it. It's like, you know what? I can do this, so it's easy. You trying to
come? Right. Yeah. But it's like, you need help with this other thing. You need to get help for that and just do this other thing, this thing that you can actually do. Because that'll only take you like 5-10 minutes.
Right. And I'll be also thinking about the fact that this, like, life was never intended on being experienced alone.
Mm-hmm.
So we need the community, we need team, just everybody, exactly. Congregation, conversation.
Yeah, and I think, I agree, because I think everything is about relationship and like your relationship. You only, again, a lot of times you only know who you are in relation to what you're not, mm-hmm. or who else is around you, whatever. So I think in America, we make an effort, we put a focus on, I'm self-made. I did this by myself. I don't need help. But it's like, you can't, there's really nothing you can really do all by yourself. Like to get to the level of success, you need to lean on somebody, because when your talents stop, like when your talent hits a limit, cause it will hit a limit, you need something that the other person is there
to
help you keep going. Cause otherwise you'll stop way before.
Right.
Way before you actually achieve whatever the dream is. Cause.
And, I'm sorry.
You good.
Another thing about that is sometimes that person will see, I guess, kind of help speak life into you on the days that you need it. Or they'll see, because a lot of times you might get to a point where you're like, dang, this don't seem to be working. But they'll see past what you can see.
It's like from outside looking in.
Right. It's like, all right, if you just do 2-3 more days of this, you're like right there. Yeah. But if you're by yourself, you're only seeing what, like, right in front of you. So you're thinking like, dang, it's probably going to take another 3 years. I'm tired. You know what? I'm going to take a step back, or I'm going to sit down. But you need those people around you who can help to elevate you, who can help to push you further, but also to, like, they see your vision. And I mean, not everybody's going to see your vision, but, like, they might even see past your vision. But they believe in you so much so that they could, like, let you know, like, you almost there.
Yeah, and even with that, for me, if I'm working with other people, even if I want to stop, I don't be wanting to let the other people down. So I'm going to keep going just because I don't want to let them down.
Right.
So, accountability.
Accountability is super important. I was going to say, for me, it's not as much asking for help as I know I need help with certain stuff. It's just me trying to find the right people to help me. Because sometimes I'll be like, yo, I need help. And I'm going to somebody, I'm like, yo, this isn't. I needed help, right? And it's like, you're doing it, but you're not. This isn't what I needed help with for real.
Right.
Like, I needed you to help me in a different way. And so, like, a lot of times it's trying to, like, differentiate
who
who's the actual person that I need to help me with with whatever the task is right this second.
Right. Yeah, I'm learning about trial and error because a lot of people don't be having the same quality of work or work ethic as me. So I'm up here and there's be like here, but I need somebody to match me or hottest because I'm a go to wherever they at. Like.
But I was gonna say, so is that hypocritical of us to not want to work with the person who's not there if we're looking for somebody who's supposed to be above?
It's not wanting to work with them. But if everybody is down here and they're not willing to come up here or even making adjustments then it's pointless.
I also think, I don't think it's hypocritical because if you need a specific thing done, if that person who is down here isn't able to do it, it's like, then I don't necessarily need you to get this thing done. That don't mean like I can't work with you ever. It's like this specific thing, I need a specific level of skill set or higher. If you don't have that, then I don't want to waste my time trying to do this with you because it might take them even longer to figure out how to do it. They might not actually understand what I'm asking them to do. They might do it and it not match my vision. Like, if you're doing it for me, I want it to match my vision. And some people be having a thing where they be like, oh, well, I thought this was better. And it's like, that's not what I asked you to do. That's not what I asked you to do. So, it's just... It's not hypocritical because it's not that you're... excluding this person completely. It's just this specific task I can't go to you. I can go to you for something else though. Like I can go to you for something that meets your whatever your strengths are.
Yeah, like say you need a video done. You know photographers, but you want a videographer.
Right.
They never worked on videos before.
Yeah.
So you ask them about all these. You want it to be like this, look like this, boom, boom, but they don't know how to make a video.
Yeah.
So now it's like we're wasting time. Say, okay, I just dropped a song. I want the video to come out a week later or 2 weeks later. Half of that time is like they're learning.
Right.
All we really have is time.
Yeah.
So it's no need to be. All we have is time. Even though it's a limited amount of time, we don't know what that limit is. So it's no time. We don't have time to be wasting. We don't have time to be wasting time. It's a lot of
that's
times
true.
In there.
That's true. I agree. Again, I just ask because, like, in terms of us wanting to, because, like, the person who's more skilled at whatever else, the person who's more skilled, right? Let's say if you're here and the person that you're trying to work with is here. They, like, don't they have the same right to look at you and be like, hey, like, I would want to work with you, but this isn't, you're not here yet.
Right.
And so, because, okay, I'm just curious.
I mean, the person that's here might still have that same mentality. The thing is that the thing about community is whether you're here with your skill set here or here, you use your strengths and you play to each other's strengths and weaknesses so that you guys can continue to build each other up so that even though they're here, okay, then they get here, then they get here, then you get here, then they get here, then you get here. As long as y'all all not moving backwards.
Or staying the same.
Right, or staying the same. I think that's the real point in it because although your skill set, it might just be for this specific task. And so like you said, like, okay, you might be a photographer, but your videographer skill, like, you're here. Right, and I might not even be on the board for this, right? So it's like you're here, the other person I want to work with is here. If you're willing to try to come up to here, then maybe I can, or where I'm at, like meet me in the middle, then maybe we can work through some
or if something. if we have more time, like if it's not like a time constraint, it's like, okay, yeah, we could do this and this, take your time, whatever, I still got this, all this going on. So just like with the song. She was like, go do y'all thing. I don't really know how soon everything is coming. So, it's y'all. So, go ahead. Just know I'm using it when I need it.
Yeah.
Okay. I agree. I was going to say, because I was thinking about the, occurrences for me, just like, because I've been in the scenario where you go and you ask somebody for something, like I go in there and I ask you, hey, can you make me a teapot? And they come back and they make you a coffee mug. And it's like, it's like, bro, I did, he's like, oh, I asked you for a teapot. And they're like, yeah, but I thought you, you know, you, but you, but you, yeah, it's like, yeah, yeah. And I'm like, that's not what I asked you, bro. That's not what I, but I've been in that scenario. But again, I'm curious, because is it only, like, how often, new question, how often do you feel like you run into people who are on the level that, or on the exact same level that you are at?
Before we even get into that, I think what we're more so talking about is mindset.
Yeah,
remember that
one. Yeah.
But I feel like, even before we go into that, it's based off potential. So, if I'm nice at whatever, and somebody wants to work with me, but they're not as good as me, if I see their potential, or see that they have potential to be as nice or nicer, mm-hmm. I'm more inclined to want to work with them. So if I see something in them, it's like, oh yeah, I like that. Or it's like, okay. Even it could be an approach. Like somebody approach you, first impression and approaches be everything. Mm-hmm. Like if you do it correctly, it's like, I can't, even if I say no, the offer not off the table. I still, just off the way that the approach could be, it could be like, nah, that's not the right time, but hit me up later, here go my number, I'll chop it up, whatever. Like, so it's still building that relationship, that community. It's, I just feel like it's just like the little stuff. Mm-hmm. Intangibles.
The intangibles.
What was the question?
It was how often do you feel like you run into people who are at the same level? Because for me, I feel like I typically run into people who are either they're below it, and I see you have potential, right? But I don't know how long it's gonna take you to capitalize off of the potential. Mm-hmm. Or people will be like, "Dang, I see you're above me," and it's like, because of how far you are above me, I don't know if again, in the same way, I don't know if you have the time to wait for me to catch up. So I was curious to see how often you guys feel like you run into people who are on the same level.
I feel like I, more often than not, I run into situations more like you, mm-hmm. like where either they're below me and it's like, I don't know that I have the time. Or I don't know that you were not willing to put in the effort to actually get to where I am. Or the people they're above me and they're so far above me, either I'm just like, dang, like if this was like 2 months from now, I'd probably be right there with you. But yeah, I don't know if they necessarily had the time or patience to wait for me or work with me or whatever. I feel like more so that's my case. I don't know necessarily that I've run into too many people who were at the same level with me. Like even talking, learning French, right? I met so many people that spoke French that's like, and I was like, oh, y'all really speak bonjour. French.
All I know is bonjour.
I'm like, bonjour, je suis Chakoya. And they like, and I'm like, wow, what? Google Translate, got it, okay. Yeah, like, or if they were below, like right below me, or actually in that scenario, they were at my same level. So it wasn't like they could teach me anything new because we're both using Google Translate to talk to each other. So it's, yeah. So I guess in that case, learning that skill, I did meet people that were at my level. But as far as like music or other things, I haven't really met anybody who was like right there with me. And maybe I have, I just don't know it, but yeah. But I feel like the most important thing, like just going back to mindset, is more so not that you find somebody that's at the same skill set as you, but more so that you find like-minded people. who have the same type of mindset, who have the same type of understanding as you within your community. Mm-hmm. So, like, building your community, finding your community, it's like, okay, I see what you're trying to do. I know how to do this. Let me help you out with that. Or, I know you used to do this. Can you help me out with this? Or can you show me how you did this other thing? I think it's more so if y'all have the same mindset. Because if y'all have the same mindset, 9 times out of 10, you'll have whatever patience is needed or whatever time is needed to help build with the people around you. If y'all aren't on the same page or don't have the same mindset, a lot of times either they might not want to build with you or they might not want to take the time out to teach you whatever or take the time out to learn whatever. Like, or, you know, you just never know. So I think mindset of the people that you're asking for help from or the people that you're working with from is one of the most important things. I guess the people that you're more sort of building with, because there's always a case where you just have like something you just doing one off with people. Mm-hmm. Like you just work with them the one time and it goes great, but like y'all not constantly in contact or anything. It's just like, oh, this was a dope project that we did together. Like, and then you kind of just move on. But as far as building a community and asking for help for certain things, I think the mindset definitely is like the most important part.
Even with building a community, first you got to know what you want to do. Like, so that go back to dreaming big. Yeah. So you have to know what the dream is so you could put the pieces together.
Right. Yeah.
But for me, if we, not even just talking about music, but in general, a lot of times I feel like I attract the people who aren't as talented as me, but that's because I wasn't taking myself serious.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that goes back to, oh, that's just a hobby. I'm not doing this for real. So I'm attracting the people that's not as talented or skilled as I am, but they might even want it more than me.
Right.
But my talent outweighs what they're producing at the
moment.
And then I find myself looking ahead to people who are, they might not even be more talented than me, but they took it serious and took themselves serious, and now they there. And it's like, I could be there, I should be there, but I can't blame nobody but myself because I'm not taking myself serious.
Yeah.
So I just wasn't, I don't feel like I was ever vibrating at the level that I should have been or could have been vibrating at because I wasn't taking myself serious.
Yeah, and I think that's taking yourself serious on, it's almost like it's twofold, because it's like it's taking yourself serious, like taking the dream serious, and then again doing the work to be serious, and then not, because one of my boys had told me, my boy Edward, he was like, he had heard one of the songs I did with somebody, he was like, yo, that's fire, but I need you to stop doing songs with people who you're, like, way better than, because it doesn't do you any justice. Mm. And I was like, I heard him, but it didn't click in my mind until years later. And I was like, oh, I get what he's saying, because, like, it, even if you're doing, like, amazing quality work, if the overall thing isn't here, it's like, it just ends up being average. You can't, it's like, what's the...
And that's like when the dude told me, you got to make them want to be you. At the time, I wasn't trying to hear that. But now I'm like, you're right. Granted, they want to be me, but I have to show them why they want to be me.
Yeah.
Like got to just put the whole thing together.
Yeah.
You already got the bits and pieces, just got to put it together. Mm-hmm. It's like a puzzle.
Y'all looked at me. I wasn't ready for y'all to look at me.
I thought your year was
tiptoeing.
You thought
it was going into
something. I thought you were
dipping
your foot in the
pool. I feel y'all.
Word.
I definitely feel y'all. That was good stuff.
It was great imagery.
Yeah,
right.
But that's why it's important to dream big, you know, and being okay. Because I think most of us, we dream big enough, we dream to the point where we're comfortable, right? Because again, what's Yeah. I want to have just enough
so we can do it ourselves.
Just enough so I can be comfortable. Just enough so, you know, I can eat. I don't have to worry about bills, right? And it's like the thing that's funny about that is when you're living just comfortable, all it takes is one uncomfortable day, uncomfortable week to not be comfortable.
Yeah. And I feel like that's why a lot of people don't move out of where they was born from. Where they was from. Just because their dream isn't big enough. Because your dream going to take you everywhere. And then you'll be able to see more places, meet different people, experience different lifestyles. It's just different out here.
If y'all still live in the place that y'all was born in, I recommend moving for at least a year or two. At least leave. And if you want to go back, you can go back. But
9 times out of 10, when you go back, you're going to be like, yo, it's not nothing.
Mm-hmm. Well, it depends on where you're from, too. Mm-hmm. Like, you might go back and be like, you know what? I can build something here. Like, I didn't know what I could build before, but now I have a vision of, okay, we could either better this situation or maybe it's great here. And I like it better than where I went to. But
I never met nobody that said, where they grew up at was better than, like, staying where they grew up at was better than where they moved to. Granted, even if they moved back, they still trying to move again.
I think the importance of the dream, though, is that because it's like the alchemy. Sometimes you have to leave your house to see. Yes. Even if you're going to come back, sometimes you have to leave just to realize that you needed to come back.
And even with the alchemist, he met so many people along mm-hmm. the way.
Right.
Yeah.
And he left.
He got the skills that he needed mm-hmm. over there selling trinkets, learning mm-hmm. how to sell.
You were looking for treasure, you were looking for your gift, whatever, and it's like, At the end of it, you realize that it was already with you, right? And it's already with you, but the only reason you know that is because you left out and you did whatever you were doing. So that's the importance of why you need to dream big.
Right. Like, dream big and stay present.
Because sometimes when you're there, you can't actually see what's around you, right? So you can see it. You can see it from when you're standing inside. Okay, if you're standing inside a box, you can only see what's in the box, right? Like, what's around you, immediately around you. Like, if I'm sitting right here, I can see you. I can see the couch. I can see you. I can see the ceiling. If I step outside of the house and I look inside, into the house through a window, I can see everything that's in this room. I couldn't see everything that's in this room. I can only see everything that's eye level when I was inside the room. Yeah. So it just kind of helps you really see if you want to be there or what your hometown has, what it don't have, what you want, like what you like about it, what you don't like about it. I mean, I've lived in 4 states now.
Lived in 4 states?
Yeah. Because of college. So,
4.
Jersey, Delaware, Connecticut, Georgia. You lived in 4 states.
Maryland, Jersey, 5. Delaware, Georgia, Alabama.
5. And you lived in?
Jersey, New York, Connecticut, and Georgia.
Yeah, so like we've, not every move was by choice, but you know, just like definitely step outside of the world that you know now and like explore, because it will help you dream bigger and see what's actually out there.
Because sometimes you don't know you in a box. Because you in a box. Until you step out of the box. You're looking at it and it's like, oh, this wall is everything. It's like, nah. Until you step out, you're like, wow, the world is a lot bigger. I didn't even know I was in a box.
Right, this a box.
Even like with social media, TikTok in general, I love that everybody is doing the same thing. With the mini vlogs and lifestyle videos and stuff like that. Just because I'm able to see what other places have to offer. Even where I'm at now, like, what is actually around. Because it'd be mad stuff to do, but you have to go looking for it. Mm-hmm. Now, instead of just watching people that I know stories, I watch certain people's stories. Now I'm seeing stuff that, everything is attainable. Oh, oh, I missed this year. Like how we, Mimosa, was it Mimosa Fest? Brunch Fest.
Yeah, Brunch Fest.
I had seen somebody put it up from last year. And I was like, oh. Then I had text you. I was like, yeah, we got to go. I looked up the dates. They said March 5th, I believe. And then, it was March 5th. I was like, yeah, we there. I'll let you know when the tickets come up. Tickets came up, got the ticket, and we was there. And I'm glad I went. Like, it was an amazing time.
Yeah.
But it just shows whatever city you in has to offer. And it's always new stuff. Out here, it's always something new.
Yeah.
So we got a whole list. So.
Gray Area Adventures.
It's going to be fun, eventful.
Yeah, but Definitely dream big. Like, if you think that you are dreaming big, write down your dreams.
And 9 times out of 10, you'll see that you're not really dreaming that big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, write them down and then dream bigger. Like, no matter what they are.
Yeah, it's like that. That Kanye and Kobe commercial with Kobe. Kanye. He's like, what do you want to do, man? He's like, I want to break some records, break more. Like, how many records? Keep my record more. Like literally, it's like more. Like keep going because like you could say you want the, I want the big house. I want the fancy car. All right, cool. What happens after you get it?
Right.
What do you want to like?
And welcome the fact that you actually deserve these things.
Yeah.
Because that's a lot of times the reason why you're not dreaming as big as you could dream. Because you don't feel like you deserve these things. And my motto of this year is, I deserve nice things. So I will have nice things. I'm getting the nice things, whatever I want. That's my motto for the rest of my life. So
my motto last year was, I'm going to give myself the world before I give somebody else the world.
That's good, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. What's your motto?
If you believe it. my motto for last year, everything turns out better than expected.
Mm-hmm.
That was my last one. I still
What was your motto for last year?
For last year?
Then we do our this year. So I guess.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
For last year, I don't know. I was on a self-love journey, and my motto, yeah.
Self-love isn't me doing what y'all want me to do. Self-love is me doing what I do when I do what I do.
My motto for last year was probably just, I love me. Like, I love me. That's it. And I love me and I'm worthy.
Oh, word.
So.
Yeah,
it's nice. That's nice.
But I'm still on this self-love journey. It don't stop.
Won't stop. But I would say mine for this year, I think, is just like, I deserve to, I deserve to see if I am who I say I am, I think. Because again, everything else is, it doesn't matter what anybody else says about it. Like, I just want to see if I am to me. And it's like, if I am to me, then it's cool. It's like, and if I'm not to me, then it's cool. That's also cool. But until I put forth the effort to do it.
Right.
That's me for this.
That effort.
Yeah. I got two for this year. The first one is do the work. And the second one is complete anything I start. Like, whatever I start, I have to complete it. Regardless how long it take, it will be completed.
So my second one for this year that I'm more, like, adamant about, I have, like, affirmations that I say daily, but one of the, I guess my second motto is, I am all things through Christ who strengthens me. Like, I am whatever I say I am. And if I wasn't, then why would I say I am?
From the
paper news every day I am.
I don't know why. That's just the way I am.
So, yeah, like, I am all things through Christ who strengthens me. So, like, I am, yeah, whatever I say I am, whatever I want to do, whoever I want to be, that's who I am. Not to say, you know, got the multiple personalities or anything like that. But if I want it, I got it. Like, that's in the story. But I have to be, you know? It's all in the being. And that's how you experience things. And that's my motto.
Fire.
If you know, you know.
You know?
Yes, sir. Skip.
But y'all got any final thoughts?
Nah. Dream grande, you know?
Yes. Dream big. Dream bigger than what you already dreaming. Yeah. We're expanding our dreams, and then we gonna write those down, and then we gonna dream bigger than that, cause we gonna tackle all the things. Sure,
cause once it's written down, then it's attainable. Yeah. Once it's written down, it's already done. So
yeah.
Obviously, didn't I think Nipsey mentioned that he was talking about he was writing down his goals, and then he would always be mad because at the end of the year he look at it, he like, dang, I should have dreamed bigger.
He's like, this was easy. I should have.
Yeah, so do that. Be intentional about it and be whatever y'all want to be. Be happy. Do what makes your heart happy.
Mm.
That's my life motto.
Right.
Do what makes your heart happy.
Yeah.
Do what makes your heart happy.
But thank y'all for joining us for another episode of the Gray Area Podcast. If you haven't already, like, share, and subscribe. And definitely follow us on Instagram. Y'all will see our handles in the description. We have stuff coming soon that we will announce at a later date. Whenever they're coming, they're coming. Yeah. So, but yeah, thank y'all for joining us. We'll see y'all next week, and just enjoy y'all day.
Yeah, stay blessed, stay black, people.
Yes, sir!